everyone! Welcome to Episode 5 of Sadao Youth Miriam College Chapter's Sadao Against Wow. Today will be the 11th day of our 16-day activism campaign to end Wow. I am Samantha Chikiamco, Sadao Youth's President, and I have with me today two of my co-officers along with two of our Sadao members.
Hey, I'm Leslie V, and I'm the IVP of Sadao Youth.
And I'm Clarice Solis, the EVP.
Hey everyone, it's me, Chris, one of the members of Sadao Youth.
Hi everyone, once again, I am Shelo, a Sadao Youth member as well.
Well, I am extremely glad to have all of you here today with me to discuss such an important topic. So just a recap of what we've discussed in our previous episodes. We've already discussed what VAW is, the importance of ending violence against women, the effects and consequences of violence to survivors, and the importance of Sadao and the Beijing Platform for Action.
Oh wow, ang dami na pala natin na pag-usapan na topics about violence against women.
Yes, and lahat ng topics natin ay related sa discussion natin today because as important as it is to discuss topics about VAW to raise awareness, it is also imperative to know how we ourselves could actually help end violence against women. We hope that you, our listeners, would be able to learn and apply everything that we would discuss here today. And as mentioned before, ending VAW is important because there's still evident impunity, silence, stigma, and shame surrounding it that immediately needs to stop and end.
That is correct, Ate Sam. We all have a part to play on our ongoing campaign of ending VAW. Because remember, real change happens at a micro perspective, which means that you don't necessarily need to have the titular role of an ambassador or a spokesperson to stand up for the survivors of these injustices. And so, with that being said, Leslie, how exactly can we make a difference? Take action, you know, and help end violence against women.
Well, Shelo, according to the UN Women, there are 10 ways that we can help to end violence against women, even at this time that there is a pandemic. But for today, we will be only discussing 5, and we will save the other 5 for the next episode. So, for the listeners, stay tuned for that. And with that, let's start with the first one, which is to listen and believe survivors. Because sometimes, it all starts with listening, diba? Minsan, we're all caught up to know what are the proper things to say, that sometimes, we are the ones who do the talking when survivors firstly wants to be heard.
Tama! I believe kasi na it is not always about us. It's for other people too. So, their voices matter. Yeah, we need to listen to them para ma-encourage sila to speak out because one, they are scared. Because let's be honest, there are a lot of victims na hindi pa nga nagsasalita about it, provoked na agad. Tatanungin agad, anong suot mo? Bakit hindi ka humindi? I mean, come on, sinong hindi magdadala ng isip when you know you're gonna get provoked when you speak out?
Mm-hmm. Kaya nga, like I've said this before and I will say it again, it's important to remember that when discussing cases of sexual violence, a victim's sobriety, clothes, and sexuality are irrelevant. The perpetrator is the sole reason for assault and must bear the responsibility alone. You don't blame it on the victim.
Yeah.
Counter the idea that it's on women to avoid situations like that might be seen as dangerous by traditional standards. Like, hindi naman nila ginusto yun eh. Bakit sila pa yung may fault when, bakit sila pa yung sinisisi kung di naman talaga sila yung gumawa ng crime? Tapos sila yung sisisihin nyo?
Oo. Victim blaming na talaga yun.
Yeah, and I just want to emphasize rin na when listening, never ever invalidate the person's experiences. Never doubt them. And remember din this line na we hear you, we believe you, and we stand with you. Kasi these are comforting words that survivors need to hear from you, from us. In this way, mas magiging komportable sila to speak out and matatrust ka nila lalo. Kaya it's very important for us to know talaga the right approach in dealing with survivors of abuse. Kasi alam niyo yun, just by knowing the right words, we could help alleviate their distress and maybe, just maybe, could even jumpstart their healing process, diba?
True. Yeah, and all of what you have said is true because it's important for us to listen first before we react para we know how to respond properly. And also, aside from listening to the survivors that we know, we should also teach the next generation and learn from them, setting an example for our siblings, nieces, and nephews based on our behaviors that we show is already one way to help end VAW. Dapat din natin sila turuan of what is right and wrong on treating other people, babae man o lalaki. We need to point out to them the stereotypes that they constantly encounter, whether in the media, on the streets, or at school, and let them know that it is okay to be different and to be who they truly are. Kasi through this, we would encourage a culture of acceptance that would follow them until they grow older. So, ayun, it is important talaga to set an example at home because madadala nila yan, like, they would copy your behavior to deal with other people.
True. And if ganyan nga, if sa ganun environment when you're raising children mo, hindi ba parang mas magto-tolerate na ng more violence against other people?
Yeah.
Like, kunak, hinurt mo yung you committed violence against women in front of your children, and they would think na, ah, it's normal lang kasi ginagawa.
Oo, tas baka yeah, madadala sa school niya, magagawa niya sa ibang friends niya kasi nakikita niya sa bahay. So, para magkakalat na yung action na yun, yung violence sa generation nila.
Tsaka, ano din true, eh, tayo din yung, I mean, the older people at home, sila yung tinitangala ng younger generation. And, you know, as they say, the next generation are the next leaders. So, I really agree with what you said. And we need the next generation to know what's right and wrong because they will be the ones who we can pass our values and teachings to.
I agree. We cannot just let the awareness and progress end to just one generation. Actually, because one of the reasons why there are still prevalent gender-based violence is the way people are brought up. Because socialization is how we learn GBV. And the agents of socialization include both the home, our peers, church, school, and society at large. Kaya in this way we further in reinforce what it's important for everyone to be aware. Of course, the first link of socialization is at home, as we converse with our members. Kaya setting an example, of course, starting with our homes, is very crucial that you step outside.
I agree. Kasi the idea that we want here is you can start small, like in your own families or communities, and let that grow. So, para mas maraming nagiging aware and natututo. Let your actions be the seed for development, diba?
Mm-hmm.
Kung ano yung mga ginagawa mo, or what you know now, you can share that with your family, you could share that with your friends, and let them share it with other people para alam nila kung ano yung mga dapat nilang ginagawa or yung mga hindi dapat nilang ginagawa.
Yeah.
So, I think this is a good way to connect to our next point. So, yung third step is actually call for responses and services fit for this purpose. Like, kapag naturuan ng maayos yung next generation of what to do in certain situations, then they'll know what, when, where, and how they will ask for help either for themselves or for someone they know who's actually encountering the situations that we talked about previously in the past episodes.
Yes, and everything starts at home talaga. So let's be open-minded and start discussing topics like this at home because this is one way of letting our family members know that it is okay to ask for help and that they should trust you with whatever help they need.
I completely agree with that point, Ate Leslie. We should let our friends, family members, or anyone we know that there are hotlines available for them if they need any kind of help. Let others know that they could call the Department of Social Welfare and Development, PNP Women and Children Protection Center, and NBI, Violence Against Women and Children Desk. It is important to ask for help because there are people out there who can legally or psychologically help us with whatever we need. Seeking help is always okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it is important to note then for government officials and leaders out there that it is your job to provide access to survivor-centered services such as immediate and long-term health care, counseling, timely police response, access to justice, as well as safe accommodation and shelter. which are all under our law. Mm-hmm. So this can greatly help women and girls break recurring cycles of violence and begin to recover.
Yes, kaya dapat talaga lahat ng like cities, kahit provinces, meron talaga sila mga helpless na to, and it is important to let all people know that there's such thing as these to help them. Kaya it's better for us to know who to ask for help, or in case of emergency, we would know what to do and how to act. And another thing that we should be clarifying and discussing is consent. Mm-hmm. We should always remember that the way we present ourselves will never be our consent. Regardless mm-hmm. of what we wear, that is not our consent. Silence is also not a consent. And mm-hmm. when we are also drunk, I can't stress that enough, because a yes is only when one is sober enough to think through their actions and must be said verbally.
Amen, Ate Sam. Amen.
It's so important to stress this, because there are still some people who do not fully comprehend the idea of consent. Parang naghahanap sila ng way to say na they were given a consent kahit hindi naman. So we should always remember that rather than listening for a no, make sure that there is an active yes from all involved. Yeah. Kahit anong sides, kailangan may consent na sinasabing yes, I can, na hindi siya forced.
Mm-hmm.
As with na talagang hindi labag sa loob, and the other and side actually agrees with it.
So, yeah, and conscious siya.
Yeah.
She actually says yes, no, without coercion, kahit anong sabihin mo na parang she's happy that she's saying yes, ganun.
Mm-hmm. So, starting from us and the listeners as well, let's all adopt enthusiastic consent in our lives and talk about it.
Yeah, tsaka, there are no blurred lines when it comes to consent. It is also important to remember that you are free to change your mind. So if you said yes in the beginning, then eventually want to back out, you are more than okay to do so. What you agreed to is up to you, and it is allowed to change.
True.
Yes, and your what seems worried or unsure, meant I think you can see it in her face, his or her face, or kaya sa voice niya na they're mm-hmm. not really consenting. You know,
yes.
Consent must also be given without pressure. It's not okay to trick, force, or threaten someone into saying yes. That's not fair, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, like, ano, gusto kong i-add dun sa sinabi ni Sam, kasi naalala ko yung phrase na sinabi ng moderator natin sa isang discussion, yung address is not a yes. So, ayun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kahit anong suot mo, regardless of what you wear, it will never be consent unless you say yes. Ayun.
Yeah,
yun.
Kailangan active yes talaga yeah. na lumabas sa bibig niya.
True. Totoo. So, yung mga phrases na she was asking for it or boys will be boys, like, it's not correct. Kasi this just, like, further normalizes what is not normal.
Yes.
Like, it tries to blur the lines around sexual consent, putting the blame on victims and removing the accountability from the perpetrators for their crimes that they have committed. While those that use these signs may have fuzzy understanding of consent, but the definition is crystal clear. When it comes to consent, there are no blurred lines.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely. Kasi a yes is only a yes if it is freely and voluntarily given without any coercion. Tsaka yes. Take note din that different people have different boundaries, and everyone yeah. deserves to have theirs respected. Tsaka, may gusto na ako i-share. Alam nyo ba yung meaning ng fries?
No.
Kasi the word fries actually has like meaning, like abbreviation, according to Planned Parenthood. So F is for freely given, R is for reversible, I is for informed, E is for enthusiastic, and S is for specific.
May ganyan pala.
Oo nga eh.
Galing ah.
Parang this is the best way to like explain what consent is.
So, I think Leslie knows what Sam is talking about. So, Leslie, can you please further elaborate on what Sam mentioned earlier about price?
Yes, alam ko yan. Yung freely given, it means doing something sexual with someone is a decision that should be made without pressure, without force, without manipulation, or kahit
nakainom or high yung isang tao.
Yes.
Tapos, yung reversible naman, it means that anyone can change their mind about what they want to do at any time. It's very applicable sa mga first-timers kasi lagi silang kinakabahan and bigla silang nagkakaroon or nagdadalawang isip kapag mangyayari na. So, yeah. Even if you've done it before or you are in the middle of having sex, well-informed means being honest and enthusiastic naman if someone is excited or really into it. That's not consent. Ito yung sinasabi kanina ni Ate Chris na makikita mo yun sa face ng isang tao. Questions nila if they are forced or hindi sila enthusiastic about it. So, lastly, specific is when saying yes to one thing doesn't mean they've said yes to others.
Yeah, so ang galing pala, no? May ganun palang acronym, like hindi ko alam. Pero mas matatandaan ko na talaga kung ano yung consent, like yung concept niya. Tsaka, add ko lang guys, wala lang, share ko lang. So like, napanood ko to sa TikTok, so like marami talaga kayong matutunan. Like about consent. Kasi diba yung default concept natin around it is that no means no. Pero from what I've watched, parang sabi niya, napaka-misguiding na to. So instead of no means no, it should be switched to yes means yes. So true. Any response na hindi a hard given yes, na sige go, kung hindi yun yun, then it's an automatic no, then it's a default no, as opposed to
yes.
It's a default yes.
True.
Yeah, so creating a culture of consent talaga, it requires all of us to consciously shift the way that we engage with others. So from a young age, children must be taught the importance of consent. At a young age, children should already know or have knowledge about their rights, diba?
I agree with you, Cielo. Another very important reminder I want to add is to choose our words carefully when speaking to others. Yung mga words, you know. we are in. It can be good, mga masamang mga words. So, just to give you mga masamang mga words, okay? Ito, take it like a man and run like a girl. Ano siya? Masama siya. Ano?
True.
Even though natin, it's just a joke. It's just a prank, bro. Hindi, joke. It's not supposed to be taken lightly because it perpetuates belief that doing anything like a girl is an insult while doing anything like a man shows courage. That's really bad, no? Lalo na pag narinig yun ng mga bata. Please be careful sa mga
sinasabi. Tsaka, meron pa, diba, yung have some balls or kaya don't act like a pussy. Bakit diba? Ganon, diba? Like, diba nga, babae yung nanganganak, saan ba lumalabas yung tao, diba? Yung bagong panganak na tao. So, bakit
mas powerful pa
yun. Diba?
Totoo.
Sasabihin, do not act true. Like a pussy, pero sino bang nanganganak, diba? Sino bang nagki-carry ng isang baby ng 9 months,
diba?
Ay, nako. Saka mga girls, you know, we have superpowers. Yung mga panganganak, it gives birth. Sa tingin nyo ba mag-birth yung mga lalaki?
Kaya okay. yung mga naisabihin sa'yo na, babae kasi, babae ka lang, or, alam mo yun, they attach some meaning, like, babae kasi yung nagda-drive, kaya ganyan.
It's true. Sabi ko yan, like yung naririnig.
Nilimit mo yung mga abilities dahil sa gender.
Oo, like, porket babae, nandadaya, may parang ina-associate na weak siya or ganun, something sa pagdadrive niya, which is wrong.
Correct.
Meron ba yung mga, you're such a girl, di ba?
Oo.
Yeah.
Kapag what's wrong with being a girl? Something?
Gosh. Bes. Lalo na yung pag nagpo-portray ng emotions yung lalaki, sasabihin, don't be dramatic. That's a girl's thing, ha?
Huh? Diba? Actually, ginagawa din nila sa mga lalaki, na kapag umiiyak sila, sinasabi, you're too emotional, don't be a girl. Parang mga ganun.
Diba?
Pero the very fact na may ganyan, it means na may mali. Kasi, sinishape mo yung tao in a way na hindi naman talaga tama. Kasi, tiyan mo, nirepress ng mga lalaking emotions nila, which isn't good. Diba? So, it also has its effects. Kapag nag-base ka ng specific traits for each gender, na hindi naman talaga specified for each gender, pero lahat naman nakaka-experience.
True.
Depending sa tao.
Why repress something that is normal, right?
It's diba? Pero I think, like, what a lot of people forget these days, like, sobrang dali lang mag-react to certain things na kinakalimutan na nila na may pagka-sexist pala yung tone or yung words na ginagamit nila.
True. So, parang, I think, nasabi ko na din to nung first episode. But, you know, like, some things talaga, and some people always associate some things to a certain gender. And, like, kapag, I don't know, anong bata ako, sinabi sa akin ka na, ay, mag-nurse ka kasi babae ka.
Oo, pati mga jobs talaga, may gender parang, roles.
Grabe. Parang, hindi ba ako pwede maging doctor? Kahit naman ayaw ko maging doctor. Pero, di ba? Pero, di ba, ideally, if I want to be a doctor, bakit hindi ako pwede maging doctor? Bakit nurse, di ba?
Oo. Meron like, ano, meron like certain gender for specific job or career.
Buti nga
like,
ngayon
na-associate sa ganun.
True. Buti nga ngayon di ba? May mga parang, may mga work na parang ang stereotype, it's a man's job. Pero ngayon, nagkakaroon na ng mga babae, which is really good kasi we are breaking stereotypes one by one. Such as yung mga nag-welding. Di ba parang,
parang wala nang job na specifically for men or for women. Kaya, konti-konti naman. Nagpa-progress.
Yeah.
I think we should start talaga with children. Can I share then? Like, nung bata ako, ayaw ng parents ko bilan ako ng mga video games.
I'm sad.
With God. Tapos yung kuya ko, nakikipagbarilan.
Grabe, no. Talaga nagsistart sa mga pag sa mga toys. Doon nagsistart na.
Bata pa lang talaga eh.
Oo.
Actually, hindi sa toys. Like, alam mo yung sa mga gender reveal.
Ay, oo, oh, yung pink and blue.
Pink and blue.
Gosh, laging pink and blue. Di ba pwedeng iba naman?
Next time.
Green and red. Yeah.
Mag-aano ko.
Okay, yellow, tsaka... yellow, tsaka white.
Bakit naman white?
Wala lang.
Wala.
Ano? Color ng towel, color blue, gano'n.
Oo. Tsaka kung totoo sen, di ba? It's not really a gender reveal. Kasi what if pag lumaki siya, di ba? What if...
It's
di ba?
Biological sex reveal.
Oh, biological sex
reveal.
Okay, let's see.
At least you know, di ba? The difference between biological sex and gender.
True. So, even though words lang tong mga to, it leads to actions eh. And these actions, nagkakaroon siya ng stereotypes, which is ito, mga nangyayari ngayon, which leads to gender roles associating with things na hindi naman talaga dapat.
Oo.
So, itong mga ginagawa rin natin, even though itong podcast na to, or itong mga sinasabi natin, even though sinasabi lang natin sila, this can lead to actions as well. So, these simple actions are actually very helpful in helping to end violence against women and in promoting gender equality.
Yes, and let us remember that each person plays an important role in preventing violence against women. And that is why multiple sectors of society must continue to work together to help prevent it. As SADAW, we are committed to put an end to violence against women, and we are asking for you, our listeners, to help end it with us. So, in relation to this, what are the preventive measures we have to try to put an end to VAW?
So, according to WHO, at the individual level, to counter the history of violence in childhood, parenting programs should be given in order to prevent child maltreatment. The relationship among family members should be equal, and there should be programs targeting men and boys to promote gender equality.
And at the community level naman, in order to avoid gender norms, especially those condoning VAW, we should have programs concerning gender equality and preventing
the creation of gender norms administered through media, the community itself, schools, and religious institutions.
And because there is a high possibility that alcohol can stir violence because of a male partner's harmful use of it, at a societal level, alcohol availability should be reduced in hopes of preventing this specific circumstance from breaking out. Also, at the societal level, laws, policies, and programs promoting women's access to employment and girls' access to quality education can further prohibit the pervasiveness of violence against women.
Ayan, kaya important din na each sector of society should cooperate with each other to stop foul. From the health sector, social services, education, media, and even our local government. Of course, the health sector plays the pivotal role in responding to VAW through providing health services for the survivors and collecting data to determine risk factors and their consequences. They should also inform policies in order to address VAW and create programs for people to be well-informed by the issue and to advocate VAW as a public health issue.
Wow! Sobrang dami na nating bigay na tips and information and on how we could help and VAW in our own ways. Meron pa ba tayong pwedeng gawin?
Actually, yes. Marami pa. However, let's start for Monday for our part 2 of Ways to Advocate and Help and Violence Against Women. Before we end, I would like to ask you, our listeners, would you want to be a part of such a vital campaign to end violence against women? If so, what will be your first step to advocate and help end violence against women? And when will you start? Share your answers with the hashtag #SidOutAgainstVAW.
Well, I suggest you all start now. And stay tuned on Monday for part 2. So that is it for today's SidOut Youth Miriam College Chapter 16-Day Campaign Against VAW podcast. Talk to you all again on Monday.
Bye!
Bye!